Some communities in the Ohio Valley region are wrestling with contamination left by a toxic chemical called C8, or PFOA, also pronounced as PFOA. The chemical, once used in non-stick surfaces, has the nasty habit of sticking around in water and has been found in a dozen water systems in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Glynis Board visited one community where cleanup is costing millions, but some researchers say public health may still be at risk.
This summer, cars lined up in Vienna, West Virginia. People were picking up jugs and cases of bottled water. Their tap water had been deemed unsafe, laced with a chemical known as C8.
Yeah, what do they want? Bottles? Where at? Back? Front?
There wasn't some sudden chemical spill. The chemical company DuPont polluted the water here for decades. But the federal government says C8 levels it once allowed in the water are now considered unsafe.
Up until the EPA lowered the standard, it really wasn't an issue for us. Once they lowered the standard, then it became a problem.
That's Vienna Mayor Randy Rapp. He's talking about a new health advisory issued by the Environmental Protection Agency this year. It said C8 levels in his and other communities' drinking water are too high. This problem isn't new to the people we spoke with in line. They've heard about C8 contamination by DuPont for years. But for generations, the chemical company has been the biggest employer around Vienna. Many people, like resident Charles Swisher, are quick to defend them.
It's not fair to isolate DuPont. There's a lot of people doing things back a few years ago that were unethical, unhealthy. The thing that we need to do now is to be more solution-oriented.
Now, DuPont isn't in charge of those solutions. It created a spin-off company, Chemours, which inherited this environmental legacy. In response to the EPA's C8 advisory, Chemours is paying for installation, maintenance, and monitoring of giant carbon filters to clean drinking water. According to Chemours' public documents, cleanup has already cost millions. And the water aquifer is expected to be contaminated with C8 for hundreds of years. C8 contamination here in this region eventually led to a broad medical study of over 30,000 affected residents. The study linked C8 to many health problems from cancer to reduced immune function. Additional studies followed and further proved that chemical compounds like C8 are dangerous, even in small doses.
They stay in the body for a very, very long time.
Dr. Philippe Grandjean of Harvard School of Public Health is an expert on the health effects of perfluorinated chemicals like C8. His latest study looks at the long-term health effects of these chemicals on the immune system of exposed children.
If they harm the immune system today, they probably also will, several years down the road. And that's exactly what we found.
Specifically, Grandjean found vaccines don't work as well in children exposed to C8 at levels similar to those found throughout the U.S. EPA officials say the C8 advisory levels were calculated to protect fetuses during pregnancy and breastfed infants, and based on the best available peer-reviewed studies. But Grandjean says the EPA's advisory doesn't go far enough. Health officials in New Jersey are now suggesting that C8 levels should be 5 times lower than what EPA advises. Here in Vienna, Mayor Randy Rapp just wants to get city water to the EPA's acceptable level.
I just try to live by whatever the rules are, and when they tell us what our water quality has to be, that's the target that we will attain.
Meanwhile, Chemours today is using a chemical replacement for C8. Unfortunately, studies indicate the substitute could have some of the same ecological and health effects. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Ford in Vienna, West Virginia.
Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.